Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger serving at Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. Now, I'm no ornithologist, bird specialist, but this sentence from a scientific journal is a real doozy. Are you ready? Frugivorous birds are the primary seed dispersers for fleshy, fruited plants through defecation. Let me unpack that statement with some plain language. Birds eat plants with seeds. They fly around, and then hearing the call of nature, they release those seeds through bowel movements. Living in this world, you know they go to the potty all over the place. As people with eyes to see, this brings into focus the truth that birds are creation's greatest gardeners, all without practice or intent. They naturally do what Johnny Appleseed, also known as John Chapman, famously tried to do all over the Northeast. They plant apple trees and all kinds of other fruit trees. A recent article by Jacob Crouch made a fabulous connection from the world of nature and the realm of scripture truths. He pointed out that these seeds grow into new plants while the birds move around utterly unaware. Few people find a random apple tree and then stop to praise the robin flying overhead. Way to go! Great job! We all know that the birds are not the heroes, the seeds are. Think about it. God, the creator, designer and sustainer, faithfully orders our cosmos. This is our Father's world. And in the parable of the seed and the sower, the Lord Jesus reveals that the power resides in the seed of the gospel. We can take this a step further and consider what Jesus says in Mark 4, 26 and 27. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. Dear Christian friend, do you ever give thought to how God's kingdom expands and spreads? Simply put, God's people take his words, not our own, and we deposit them all over. They sprout, grow, and produce a holy harvest, often at times and in ways that we never even know about. This means that there's no place for us to take credit for what God alone can accomplish. How many in his church today are in need of the healthy corrective found in John 15:5? Without me or apart from me, you can do nothing. There's just no room for human boasting. We plant and water seeds, but God gives the growth. All gospel effectiveness is proof of God's work. What if we saw ourselves through the small eyes of the fowl of the air, flying around, dropping seeds that are powerful and life-changing? What if our trust was in the seed and not in our speech, his word and not our gifting? I think it's liberating and encouraging to find our hope in God's power and not our own, to marvel over the seeds of God, the gospel, and its truths, doing what God intended it to do, produce fruit. Also, this reality removes from us many of the excuses that we offer for not good newsing, lack of ability or training. Some of us today are the product of less than spectacular Christian farming, and we know it. I pray that God would remind us today that we sow, we water, and we weed, but God brings the increase. Sow his seed, broadcast his good news, and then sleep in your weakness and let God and his word do its work. Speak boldly for God, and then wait faithfully for our glorious God to bring the increase. Faithfulness is our business. Fruitfulness is his. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.